Most startups don't fail from bad tech. They fail from building something nobody wants. The MVP framework helps you avoid that mistake. A minimum viable product, or MVP, is the simplest version of your product that solves a real user problem. It's not about launching a half-finished app. It's about learning what users actually need before scaling. Think Dropbox. Their MVP was just a video, and it got them 70,000 signups overnight. Here's how the MVP development framework works, step by step. Start with clarity. What real pain point are you solving? Be specific. List everything you could build, then strip it down. Keep only the must-haves. A landing page, a clickable prototype, even a no-code tool. Pick whatever gets you in front of users fastest. Speed matters more than polish. Use agile methods, low-code tools, or even manual workflows if needed. Put it in front of your target audience. Watch what they do, not just what they say. Use interviews, analytics, and real behavior. Then refine, pivot, or kill the idea based on evidence. Still unsure if MVP is worth it? Check this out. 42% of startups fail because there's no market need. Companies that test MVPs early are twice as likely to reach product market fit. Building a full product costs up to 10x more than building a simple MVP. Using an MVP can cut your time to market by over 60%. The MVP development framework helps you build smart, test early, and avoid costly mistakes. It's not about doing less, it's about learning more with less. Need help building your MVP? Let's talk.